Part 2.
You will hear part of a radio program. For each question, choose the correct option to complete the sentence, as in the example. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the task sheet.
Next, All in the Mind reports from the USA on the increase in controversial mental health screening programs for school children. Now, here's Claudia Hammond with All in the Mind. The biggest screening program is Teen Screen. It's a quick questionnaire designed for 9 to 18-year-olds, and the idea is to highlight anyone who might have symptoms of a psychiatric problem. But not everyone's happy with the idea. Everyday teenage behaviour might be pathologised as illness, and that the more children who are screened, the more children will end up on psychiatric medication. And some parents are unhappy that their children were given the tests at all. Teresa Rhodes lives in Osceola in the US state of Indiana, and the first she knew of her 15-year-old daughter Chelsea taking part in mental health screening was when she came home very upset. She said a woman at school had told her that she had social anxiety disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder.
She proceeded to explain to my husband and I that they had been taken from their homeroom class and sent down by the teachers and were then in groups of 10 sent into a classroom and sat down in front of a computer and laid a paper down in front of her and told her to sign this so that she could take the screening. And so she sat down and she took the screening, and she then was directed out in the hallway and told to wait until someone came out and called her name. When the individual came back out of the classroom, she pulled Chelsea aside and told her that she had OCD and social anxiety disorder because you don't go out a lot and your screening indicates that you like to clean. They told her that her parents could bring her to the Madison Center for treatment. There's a mental health organization here in my district.
And what sort of effect has it had on Chelsea since?
She was quite devastated. The first year or so, you know, she had a lot of self-doubt. She really thought that there was something wrong with her. She truly believed that these were medical professionals and teachers, and she believed what they told her to be the truth.
Now the Rhodes are suing Chelsea's school for failing to obtain written parental permission before she was screened. Their lawyer is John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, and he explained why he thinks there's a problem if passive consent is used to obtain permission to screen children.
The fact that they use this so-called passive consent where they say, well, we sent a note home to the parents. When they send notes home in lunch boxes or whatever in kids' pockets, it usually does not get home. So that didn't work, and it's sort of an end run around the law, but it doesn't work. So it's really clear under federal law and state law in the United States that you can't do this. So it does violate both state law and parental rights. this is sort of a leading case. It could go to our U.S. Supreme Court and maybe decide this issue.
And if you win this case, what sort of impact do you think it'll have? I mean, schools are then going to be very nervous about doing this sort of screening at all, aren't they?
I think it'll make them follow the law. I think the schools really need to do their job. They need to be accountable to the parents, and they need to really be careful what they do to children. Chelsea Rhodes went to school one day, a 15-year-old, and thought she was normal, a normal human being. She came home that afternoon thinking she had mental problems. So I think that there's an accountability problem here, and the schools in the United States really need to examine what they're doing.
We did approach Teen Screen, but they chose not to be interviewed nor to give us a statement. The question remains of whether screening can identify teenagers or whether it just leaves young people afraid that there's something very wrong with them just because of the way they answered a few questions. I spoke to Joanna Moncrief, Senior Lecturer in Social and Community Psychiatry at University College London and co-chair of the Critical Psychiatry Network, and to Melvin Otis. He's Assistant Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at the New York University School of Medicine. He began by explaining why he supports mental health screening in schools.
Given the stigma that still surrounds psychiatry, this is one way in which it can be introduced to children.
Joanna, in Chelsea's case, the issue of consent did seem to be a big problem. But if, in principle, if parental consent is obtained, and it's all voluntary, I mean, it sounds like a kind of laudable aim to try and screen individuals.
Well, firstly, on the issue of consent, in order for it to be informed consent, parents really ought to be told that there is no evidence that screening is actually going to prevent suicide, which was one of the main reasons it was introduced. And also